For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
China has agreed to reclassify fentanyl as a controlled substance in what the White House is calling a wonderful humanitarian gesture after the much-anticipated talks Saturday between U.S. President Donald Trump and China's president in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
What he will be doing to fentanyl could be a game-changer for the United States and what fentanyl is doing to our country in terms of killing people, because he's agreed to put it at the highest level of crime.
China's foreign ministry said China has decided to schedule the entire category of fentanyl-type substances as controlled substances and start the process of revising relevant laws and regulations. Both leaders also agreed Saturday to halt new trade tariffs for 90 days, and Vice Admiral Scott Stierney, the head of U.S. Navy operations in the Middle East, was found dead Saturday in his residence in Bahrain, according to the Navy, an apparent suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Members of the White House staff were remembering their work with former President George H.W. Bush. Defense Secretary for Bush Dick Cheney tells Fox News Sunday about the plans to launch the first Gulf War in 1990.
We gave him a very long list of things we wanted to have in the Gulf before we launched the offensive weapons. He didn't turn them down on anything. He approved all of them and said, all right, now show me how you're going to do it. He was a great leader.
Bush's funeral will be held in the nation's capital on Wednesday. He'll be buried Thursday in Texas. Draft court filings show that Special Counsel Robert Mueller may know about former Trump advisor Roger Stone's efforts to seek documents from WikiLeaks in 2016. Roger Stone on ABC's This Week.
I've never done anything in politics that was outside the norms of my colleagues, and I've always made it clear that so-called dirty tricks come up to but do not cross the line into illegality.
Alaska is looking at how to rebuild and how to repair after last week's earthquake. Employees who live in communities north of Anchorage were encouraged to see if they can take Monday off or work from home to reduce the number of cars on Glen Highway as crews repair damage. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As many U.S. officials and lawmakers want more U.S. military bases opened around the world, there is a group that wants to see fewer. USA's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Overseas Base Realignment and Closure Commission, sending an open letter to Congress in which the group that calls itself OBRAC argues that closing some bases would save money and make the U.S. and the world safer. The group says many of the 800 U.S. bases are targets of resentment in countries where they're located, and the terrorist groups point to them as ways to recruit new members. OBRAC concedes it's swimming against the tide, though, with the congressionally mandated National Defense Strategy Commission calling for a beefed-up U.S. military presence around the world.
A New Mexico man applying for a marriage license in Washington, D.C. this month had his state driver's license rejected as a form of identification because a clerk and her supervisor believed New Mexico was a foreign country. Gavin Clarkson told the Las Cruz Sun News that when he and his fiancée applied for the marriage license November 20th, the clerk told him he would need an international passport. The clerk finally concluded New Mexico was a state after Clarkson objected three times. The D.C. court system acknowledged the staff error to the Sun News. Items once belonging to Playboy founder Hugh Hefner are being grabbed up by bidders shelling out tens of thousands of dollars. Some of the collectibles include Hefner's famed red smoking jacket, which sold for more than $40,000. The typewriter Hefner used to write copy for the very first issue of Playboy back in 1953 sold for more than $163,000. For U.S.